Wait, also, I mean, how many fucking people has he fucked? And he said, yeah, it matters.
So,
didn't you fuck someone else? Didn't you cheat on your girlfriend? Fuck off.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Long time no speak.
Yes.
That's like my favorite thing to say.
Long time no speak.
Long time no speak.
But it doesn't apply to us because we constantly are having like 5-hour conversations with each other.
Yeah, exactly. So today's episode, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I don't know what you're doing with your life. But we posted a bunch of polls, so we thought we'd go through them. But first off, before we get into that, before we started recording, Kate and I were talking about a whole bunch of things.
Yes.
And I had mentioned... You have to repeat this on the pod because it was so funny. I mentioned that I was out and about and they saw someone that we knew and they were wearing a whole bunch of stuff together. Please repeat what she said. Please.
Okay, well, I'm not going to name
the name of the club.
No, I'm not going to name the name of the club that I categorize these people in. But there's a group of people in Cape Town, wealthy people, who think that they can literally wear, like, the entire Big Five's animal print put together and it's fashion just because it comes from, like, expensive stores. If you're listening and you're part of that club, you probably know who you are.
That is my favorite fucking thing. I just think that is so fucking funny.
But it's true. Like, they'll go out in snake print, leopard print, but cheetah all in print. One outfit, like... And it's colorful. It's not even just the print. It's like Lumo cheetah, leopard. Well, no, cheetah and leopard is basically the same. But
the zebra.
But they think that they are really doing something when they're just not.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because you get these like high-end runways shows, and I think they just purchase exactly what like the model's wearing.
Probably.
They don't realize that perhaps they're modeling in like separate pieces, but they just put it together.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean?
They don't realize that they're not Kendall Jenner. But yeah.
I just love
don't
that.
Mix the animal prints, please.
We don't want to see the Big Five in one outfit.
Yeah.
One animal per outfit.
Yeah, it's very difficult to mix animal print. I don't think I've ever seen someone mix animal print and it looked like, I was like, wow, they've done something there.
You know, another thing that people love to, I mean, I say this, but my fashion sense is next to nothing either, but mixing polka dots with stripes.
Oh no. But I mean, who wears polka dots nowadays anyway? If you're wearing polka dots, like, please don't contact me. I don't know who you are.
Polka dots and stripes? It's not it.
Yeah. I feel like polka dots and... Okay, stripes are definitely a little bit more in...
Separate. So, I'm saying together. Like, have you seen those... You know when you see outfits and there's, like, polka dots and stripes together? Like, pick one.
The only outfit I can think of that polka dots and stripes together is, like, when a little girl wears, like, stripy leggings and then, like, a polka dot, like, dress.
Yeah, but emphasis on the little girl.
Yeah. It shouldn't be done...
Once you hit the age of, 13.
I actually remember for a very long time, I went through two phases and it was a polka dots and a stripes phase. And at one point I saw polka dots were the shit and also stripes. I would look for items of clothing that had stripes, but I never mixed. Even when I was like 12 years old, I knew.
You were fashionista.
Don't mix the, I actually, oh my word. I went, when I was, I don't even know how old I was. I mean, I can try and find photos because my outfits were hilarious. I went through a hat phase.
Oh my god.
I was wearing the little Baker Boy hats when I was like,
do you remember
probably like
those
8 years
hats?
Old.
I bought one of those Baker Boy hats like when they were starting to become a trend.
Yeah.
Fuck, it did not work. I tried so hard to incorporate it in outfits and I was like, some trends are just meant for some people and some trends just are not meant for
some.
That was one of the trends that was not meant for me.
My sister actually recently got rid of her, like, little Baker Boy hat that she also bought. And I remember, I think she wore it to, like, a Randersif market or something. And, like, the looks you get. Cape Town is so bad.
They are really bad.
Mind you, we did just trash a certain trend that
exists
in Cape Town.
But we didn't say our opinions were right, but they're not wrong. Okay,
yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, Cape Town, it's difficult because everyone is quite... traditional, like classic.
Yeah.
And then when anyone is like outside of the box, you do get those stares.
I mean, yeah.
I went for dinner the other night and I was wearing heels.
What type of heels?
Not like kitten heels, but
these ones. I'm going to grab a picture. Just wait. Okay.
What are the, what they? Kind, what is I that? Think. What's the brand that does the
Oh, Bottega.
Oh, Bottega.
Bottega.
The Bottega, like colorful. The sole is kind of like square in the front.
Yes. Yeah. So I had black heels like that, and I wore them, and I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm going there.
Yeah.
The amount of looks that I got.
Really. Wow. Where did you go for dinner?
To La Colombe. So like that's why I was like, you know, like
it's fancy.
It's fancy. Like if I'm gonna wear them anywhere, I'm gonna wear them now.
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of looks. Like.
Yeah. I was wearing like not actually the one I'm wearing now, but like a little knitted vest with a that's long. It's like a knitted vest dress with a white button up and like those big. They're like between combat and Chelsea boots.
Yes.
And tights, and I wore it to Constantia Emporium, and a lot of people gave me looks. But you know what? I was just like, I look better than all of you people. Like, I do not care.
I look better than all of you guys combined.
And so. The security guard that was spraying hand sanitizer gave me a nice smile. Like, he looked at my outfit and was like, oh, yeah.
Nice. You'd like to.
Yeah.
Well, so that's all that counts.
Yeah. But that was so random. That thing.
Considering that this is Kate and our only strength is our relationships.
Yes.
It's pretty much the only thing that we've got right. Well, somewhat. We're still in it, so we must have something right.
Mm.
We thought that we would do the, or make the episode revolved around relationships. So first off, we asked people to send in questions. Should we do the questions first, or should we do the polls first?
Let's do the polls.
Okay, polls.
So please us in.
The first poll, where would you prefer to meet someone? So the options were at a bar or on Tinder, and it was 91% at a bar, 9% on Tinder.
I think that's quite interesting. I thought that more people would say Tinder now because of, like, lockdown has all made us a bit, like, reclusive. Is that a word? Reclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really thought that more people would go for Tinder.
Yeah.
But then again, okay, so this is all hypothetical. If you were single, what would you do? At a bar or on Tinder?
I voted bar because I think that it's just more authentic. Like, you're going to get a better first impression of the person at a bar, unless they're, like, shit-faced, than on Tinder. And I just don't particularly like speaking to people, even, like, family and friends. I don't really converse over WhatsApp and, like, social media. So, yeah, I definitely prefer to meet someone at a bar.
I think I'm going to say the same. I think I would also say bar if I was single. I feel like you got a little bit of liquid. With courage.
Yes, that's key, because I'm very socially awkward.
Like, I don't know how good my texting would be, as opposed to in person. I think in person, I'm probably better off.
Yes, and your personality comes across, yeah. Like, I'm not good at texting, so I would seem very, very bland if you're meeting me on Tinder, I think.
Plus, I feel like Tinder is kind of hard to, like, gauge. You know, like, some guys' accounts can either be, like, little catfishy.
Oh, 100%. Whether it be catfishing in looks or your personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's also the worst. It's like when you're on Tinder and then there's someone and they have like a group photo and you don't know which one the fuck it is. Like,
yeah. I was watching a YouTube video the other day and it was based around like Tinder, and the girl was saying, one of the girls was saying that if the guy has a group photo as his first or his second photo, then she just won't like swipe on him. It must only be like
a single.
Yeah
definitely.
No, like, but it, like their fourth photo can be a group photo, yeah, but you need to see what he looks like before.
These are tips actually to having a good Tinder,
even though we've both never I've been on Tinder as a joke, but like, no. Yeah,
would be to have a really good bio. Like, I think if I was on Tinder, this is all hypothetical, if I was on Tinder, I would be like a sucker for a good bio. Like, I want something that's funny. Mm-hmm. I don't want something that's like long. Don't tell me your hobbies. Like, I'm not really interested in that.
Also, it can't be cringe. Like, I think a Tinder bio, there's like, it's a level of expertise that you need to get it so that it's funny but not cringe.
And then photo wise, I agree. I feel like you have to have like some sort of single photo, because if you have a group photo, a girl might be hoping that you're the one on the right and you might not be on the right. And then it's a bit of a letdown.
Can you see all of their photos before you've swiped on them, or is it just their profile?
Yes, you can see like 3 or 4 photos.
Oh, okay.
So make sure, like I say, that's why I say like a single photo, and then you could have a group photo, like, so you show that you have friends. I mean, that would help.
And I also think, like, your profile photo shouldn't be that, like, showy-offy. Like, you shouldn't flex too hard in your, not, like, actually physically flex, but, like, it shouldn't be, like, a shirtless photo or, like, a bikini pic. Oh, I think it should be more low-key, and then as you scroll, you get, like, even better, you know?
Yeah, and no fucking holding fish in your photo.
Oh, yeah. If you have fish, I wouldn't swipe on you.
I'm a vegetarian. Okay, next poll is, does body count matter? And it's 58% no, 42% yes.
I was surprised by this.
Did you think more people would say that it mattered?
Yes, but I think if we have a look at who said it doesn't matter, it will mainly be girls, and more guys will have said that it does matter, because I think that just theory that will hold.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, because guys have double standards, and they will be a drive-through to all the girls in Cape Town, but then they want a girlfriend that's been a nun.
That's so interesting.
We need to change that. We need to change that, boys. You have to have the same standards that you have for your girlfriend.
100%. Or a girl that you are looking for.
What would your answer?
My answer would probably be yes, it does matter.
Yeah.
Like, not to get too into it, but the safety.
Oh, yeah. Aspect. STDs and...
STIs, like that kind of concept. I just don't... Like, I would want to be safe. If someone had, like, you know, 20 bodies, I might be a little bit hesitant to perhaps, like, jumping on straight... like, head first. I might want them to get tested. Do you know what I mean? Like, for that kind of reason. If I was just having one reason, that would probably be my main reason, just to say yes.
Because you also have to remember that... Even if someone has 20 bodies, it's 20 bodies plus...
However many bodies they have. Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's like a domino effect.
It's exponential.
Yeah. Next poll. Who comes first? Boyfriend/girlfriend or friends? And it was 39% boyfriend/girlfriend and 61% friends.
I can't remember what I voted for, but... I think it depends on the stage you are in your relationship.
Yeah. I also think, like, not to be sappy or cheesy, that we always say, like, if you break down a relationship, like, the fundamental, like, base, you've got to be best friends.
Yeah.
So, in a way...
There's friendship in the relationship.
Yeah, your boyfriend or girlfriend should be, like, your best friend or a very close friend.
Yeah.
So, it almost is, like, one. But I know what you mean. It depends on the stage, like... In the beginning, you'd perhaps lean towards your friends, but after, like, you know,
a while, if it's your life partner, then...
Yeah, if you're for lifers,
yeah,
you might move.
If it's your soulmate. I think also that poll, even though we created it, it's kind of you can't really answer that.
No. Sorry.
You all just got pranked.
Yeah. Next poll, which do you prefer, casual dating or long-term relationships? And it was 21% casual dating and 79% long-term relationships.
I'm surprised by that.
I'm shocked. I thought everyone was just fucking and just loving casual dating.
Wait, did you just say just fucking and loving casual dating, or just fucking loving casual dating?
Both. No, I said just fucking and loving casual dating. Do you know what I mean? I thought that was, like, what is it, like, the culture? The dating culture?
Yes.
At least in, like, the demographics of people that were answering the poll. I'm shocked.
I think it's one of those things, though, where when you're in a relationship, some people crave casual dating, whereas if you're casually dating, you're actually craving, like, cuddles and whatever.
Well, it's like that concept. Yeah, it's that, like, concept of you always want what you don't have. Like, if you have blonde hair, you want brown hair.
Yeah.
Of course, because brunettes are superior.
Everyone wants to be a blonde, because apparently that's the most popular hair color for men to be attracted to.
According to our stats. or if you want, like... If you have curly hair, you want straight hair. You know what I mean? So I agree. But I was just surprised. I really thought... Maybe it's the fact that people do, like, fuck around and casual date, but in their, deep in their hearts, they actually want a long-term relationship.
I think also with casual dating comes a lot of heartbreak often. Because it's tricky. You've got to be ruthless, I think, if you're casual dating.
Definitely. Second last poll. Ending a relationship, are you ghosting them or explaining? And it was 11% ghosting them and 89% explaining.
That's probably what I expected.
I think it depends.
It's circumstantial.
Yeah, like the definition of dating, I think also some people have different definitions. Like in my mind, dating is like your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, but I know like overseas, it's dating is like you going on dates with multiple people.
So if I was boyfriend and girlfriend with someone, then I'm going to go for explaining. But if I'm like casually dating, I might go for ghost them. If I'm going the UK route and I'm just like going on like a date with one person, but I'm talking to like five other people and going on like five other dates and the one date didn't work out, I might ghost. A ghost is like...
Do you not think though it's like... It's the right thing to do to just send a message and say, like, you're a lovely person, but I don't see it going further. Like,
but not for me.
And then if they continue to pursue you, even though you let them down, then maybe you're justified in ghosting. But I don't think, unless he, like, stood you up or walked up and didn't pay or something, like...
I get... Well, oh, I mean, are you assuming that a guy has to pay?
No, I'm saying, how, like... How fucking sexist
of you, Kate.
No, no,
I just got cancelled on the podcast.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, he goes to the bathroom and never comes back.
I don't know. I feel like maybe in my mind, if someone, like, asks for another date and you ghost them, like, your ghosting is kind of, like, your answer. Like, that's the answer.
But I just think
that... You're feeling bad.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know.
You know, because what happens if they sort of went really well and he's really into you or she's really into you and then you just get ghosted and it's going to be such a bump to your ego. I don't want someone to be, like, subconscious about themselves because I just wasn't interested in them as a person.
I guess also, like, in a really selfish way, perhaps not ghosting them because you never know, like, what connections you need in the future.
100%. Maybe what, so
maybe, like, I've turned my answer
around. And also maybe you'll just end up being really good friends.
Probably not.
Probably not, but I think we need to be more courteous.
Thank you, Kate.
Chivalry is not dead.
No, it's not. You added a wholesome element to the podcast, which but it's lacking.
What I was gonna say is, even if you're in a proper relationship, if it's, like, super toxic and all you can do is ghost, like, then ghost the guy.
Ghost them.
Yeah.
Last poll is, which do you prefer, exclusive or open relationship? And it's 80% exclusive and 20% open relationship.
That doesn't surprise me, I don't think.
That doesn't surprise me either. Would you do an open relationship?
I don't think so. I think I'm... No. It wouldn't work. I like having ownership. No, I'm just joking.
No, I feel like open relationships are, like, tricky. I think you have to have set rules. Maybe on the outside look, like, really, like, what's the word? Like, they've got so many pros. They look great. But I think if you were getting into one or, like, thinking of one, you just have to set, like, good rules. Because I think that's where they have their downfalls, like, the open relationship's only for hooking up, and then next minute someone's sleeping with, like, 9 other people, and the other person's, like, sitting there, like, what? Then we have a few questions. The first question is, where did you meet each other? We've kind of answered this, but where did you meet your boyfriend?
Oh, I thought you meant me and you.
Oh, no, sorry, we're not dating.
I mean, you and I.
Hey, to break your heart.
Well, actually, I proposed to Max.
Oh, yeah, so we're actually engaged.
Yes, I proposed to Max at Bootleggers because we both potentially want to move overseas and Max is going to get a passport.
Sorry. I just need a passport.
Yes.
I'm using. This is why I said I could have ghosted Kate, but I didn't. Yes. And now I've kept a connection I'm able to use.
You could have ghosted me in the pre-2 playground.
Yeah, so don't ghost, you guys. Explain so you can keep that connection.
We've answered this. So if you want to hear about our relationships, go and listen to the relationship podcast.
Yeah, what next question is, how do you cope with a long-distance relationship?
We both don't have experience in this. I do follow someone on Instagram who speaks a lot about her long-distance relationship and the advice that she's given, which I think is quite poignant. I really need to figure out how to use that word. It's quite good is that it helps to have, like, an end goal, like a date that you're seeing each other again if you can. and always sort of scheduling a time of the day to have you guys' time. So either a phone call or FaceTime or something, so that you still feel connected even if you're not seeing each other every day.
Definitely. I also obviously, like Kate said, I don't have experience in it, but my brother and his wife did long distance for the first 18 months of their relationship. Yep. So he was here in South Africa and she was in America, and they were really good with that. Like every single day, come hell, sunshine or rain, they spoke on the phone. Like,
yeah.
It didn't matter if my brother was working the whole day. Like they found, even if it was like 5 minutes to fucking 4 hours, they would find the time to talk.
To speak to each other.
Like they would, I literally don't think they went like one day without speaking.
I think that's really important. And also just trust.
Yes.
Because trust is hard to navigate even when you are in a relationship where you see each other all the time.
100%.
And if you have trust issues and your boyfriend's halfway across the world, that's going to be tough.
How to sort out conflict.
I think it's different for every couple. With my boyfriend and I, we sort of have like rules that we have to abide by with arguments. His mom actually gave us this piece of advice. And so like, he's not allowed to call me names and I'm not allowed to call him names, and trying to keep our voices down and not swear at each other. Yeah, that definitely does help. But obviously, like, every couple have their arguments.
100%. My boyfriend and I also have similar rules. Like, we're not allowed to swear. We have to, like, resolve our fights before going to bed. Like, things like that.
Mm.
But, yeah, I agree. I feel like each relationship is different. Yeah. Depends on how you deal with your conflict.
And or also, like, each conflict is different.
Yeah. Like, yeah, some things.
Yeah.
I guess my main thing would be, my advice would be never to sweep conflict under the rug.
No, always bring it up.
But or like always get to the what's it called? Like to like the solving aspect. Like don't ever like get to a point and then be like, we'll just leave this because it's not, you're not going to leave it. Like in like a week, 2 weeks, a month, it's going to come up.
And I think it's also really important to, so you can work on conflict as a couple. So like you make rules, but also to have like be reflective in yourself. And I know that there are certain things that I resort to. Like I'm a very stubborn person and I know that I always think that I'm right, and I really have to now with my boyfriend remember like I'm not always right, and he is justified in feeling certain ways even if I can't find reasons as to why he's feeling that way. So yeah, just be reflective, know what your toxic habits and try and work on that actively when you are having conflict.
I wish I had that wholesome mindset. I need to work on that because I still think I'm always right.
And yeah, just have empathy. Like, it's very easy to forget that you're actually speaking to a human being with feelings when you're like, no, but it's true. And yeah, I think you can take that into any conflict you have in life. Everyone has a subjective experience of different situations. And that's why we do have conflict, because, you know, like you may say something with one intention and they take it completely the wrong way. Just have empathy. Realize that you're not always right, and you'll find a solution.
Definitely. And then the last question, just to take us out of the wholesome category, how to win an argument. For fun. Someone just said for fun, but tips on how to win an argument.
Well, you came just to the right place.
Yeah, you're speaking to two people that always think they're right and win every single argument, even if they were in the wrong to begin with. Just a little bit of toxicity.
Okay, so I took philosophy. And we do logic, which is basically how to create a flawless argument. And what I've learned in philosophy, I don't put this into practice, is you have to find fallacies in the person's argument that you're arguing against. Because if their argument is flawed, then they can never be right. And you have to make sure that your argument doesn't have fallacies in it. So make sure that all of your propositions logically imply your conclusion. And you'll always win.
Drop mic. Thank you.
Thank you.
My tip is not as intellectual or as involved as Kate. Mine would be how I find like I'm always right is whenever conflict comes up, my boyfriend says something, I'll always say like, well, can you give me an example? And I rely on his lack of memory. And so he'll say like, oh, well, you like are like this. And I'm like, well, could you give me an example? And he then can't think of one, and you say like, oh, I can't think of one. I'm like, well, exactly. Well, then it never happened.
Okay, so you're sort of then in philosophy terms, you're like a materialist. Like, if it doesn't exist in the physical, then it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Okay. So that's kind of how I do it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Those are our tips. So go out there and win your arguments.
Win the ones that are worth winning.
Yeah. Oh my God, Kate, you don't have to be so wholesome. That is everything for our relationship questions and polls. Kate?
Yes.
Take us away.
I thought that it would be fun for Max and I to integrate a couple trivia quizzes and, like, are you smarter than a fifth grader quiz?
I'm not going to be smarter than a fifth grader. No, I'm not either. I'm telling you right now.
Because I recently discovered a trivia podcast that they basically just do, like, these little pub quizzes and give you the answers, and I really enjoy listening to it. And my general knowledge is terrible, like, so bad. So it's kind of beneficial to us as well if we're doing little trivia quizzes. So I've found it's like a are you smarter than a fifth grader quiz. I think maybe let's work together and we'll see.
Okay.
And maybe next week we'll go do again. Like, okay, another. Sure. Follow along, maybe write down the answers, see how you do as a listener. So the first question, this is a BuzzFeed, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Prove it. So the first one is a true or false. The following picture is of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I'm looking at the picture, Max. What would you say?
False.
I would say false. Okay, let's see.
We're right.
Cha-ching. We're right. It's a Stegosaurus.
Oh, I fucking knew my dinosaurs.
No, when I was little, I had like a dinosaur set of...
really?
Yeah, I love dinosaurs.
I just remember that from like Jurassic Park, whatever it's called.
How many nouns are in the following sentence? The rabbit ran to the cafeteria and ate a big salad.
So a noun is a word that describes a person, place, thing.
You're cheating.
Oh, sorry, I just researched what a noun was. I don't fucking know what a noun is.
Okay, so then it's like the, so one, rabbit ran to the cafeteria, two, do you agree?
Yeah, I'm just going with you.
And ate a
yes.
big salad. So three.
Okay, three.
Would you agree with that?
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, we're plugging in the answer. We're locking it in.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it right.
Oh my God, thank
God. Okay.
Don't have to call a friend yet.
What unit of measurement is abbreviated OZ? That's ounces.
Ounces, yeah.
I know that from baking. Okay, we got that
what
right.
What are you baking?
Oh, all sorts of edibles. True or false, the human shoulder is a ball and socket joint.
True.
It's definitely not a hinge. Your knee is a hinge.
I'm going to say true.
I would say true as well.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. I did bio at school.
I didn't do bio at school. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. We got it right.
Oh my God, I am smarter.
Which one of these is a mammal? A seahorse, a sea lion, or a sea urchin? It's a seahorse, I think. A seahorse. Oh, we got it wrong. It's a sea lion. Oh, because a sea lion is, it's like a seal.
What's a seahorse then?
What a fish?
Amphibians? No, sorry. Amphibians.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, flipping out. Okay, so we got one wrong so far.
Okay, that's not bad.
Which continent is the least populated? Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, Antarctica.
Antarctica, surely.
If we get this wrong, Max, if we get this wrong. Surely. Yes. Okay, we got it right. Since the late 1930s, what calendar date has been designated for the inauguration of a United States president? January the 1st, January the 20th, January the 15th, or January the 23rd. It's late January. I think it's the 15th. Oh, it was the 20th. I knew it was around that time.
Okay, well, we're not US citizens, so you can cut us some slack for that one.
You know how I know that? It's because
thanks, Biden.
Foreign exchange and stock market did so badly then in Jan.
Yes.
Because of the whole inauguration. Oh, okay. In the initials of the federal agency known as NASA, what does the first A stand for? America Aeronautics Association Administration. So NASA.
I think it's association.
But what's the N? National Association. National Association of something Aeronautics, I would say. Because it's either National American something, the S, I don't know what that stands for. Aeronautics.
Solar system.
Or it's National Aeronautics of America. Okay, what are we doing? Association America Aeronautics. Okay, I'm going with association.
Wrong. Incorrect.
What does it stand for?
It stands for National Aero... What is it?
Aeronautics.
And Space Administration.
Oh my word, we weren't even close.
There's no America.
Is it not an American company though?
Yeah, but there's no America in it.
Oh, well, that's stupid. What revolutionary leader wrote the influential Common Sense in 1776? John Locke, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Paine, John Adams.
I think I'm going to say a John because they've had two Johns and I feel like that's to confuse you.
Abraham Lincoln, when was he the American president? Influential revolutionary leader. Lincoln wasn't revolutionary, was he? John Locke, it's John Thomas. Yes, I'm pretty sure I've studied Locke. I've studied Locke in either philosophy or politics. Thomas Paine.
The only reason I'm going for a John is because I feel like if they put two in there, it must be because one is right. I'm using that logic.
Okay, well, I've definitely studied a John Locke, so he must be influential.
Yeah, do John Locke.
But Thomas Paine. I think I'm just thinking of Liam Payne, if I'm being completely honest. Should we do John Locke?
Yeah, do John
Locke.
It's
probably going to be...
It's definitely getting wrong.
It was Thomas Paine.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. What was the name of the first satellite pulled into orbit by the United States?
Oh my god, Kate!
Apollo, wasn't it? Explorer, Titan, Mercury, or Apollo?
Apollo. I'm going with
that. It's just because there's a movie called Apollo something. Explorer. Oh my word. Bonus question.
Okay,
we have to get this. Yeah. What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
Wait, I used to love this back in the day.
The Mayas, Incas, Aztecs or Zappos?
I think not the last one.
The Aztecs were in South America.
I remember Incas.
The Incas.
I don't know. Kate,
or the Mayas. Or the Aztecs. Or the Zappos.
No, not the Zappos.
I've never heard of the Zappos.
I've never heard of them.
Machu Picchu. I think my parents have been there.
Should we phone a friend? Should we phone your mom?
Can we call a friend? Shall we phone a friend? No, okay. Shall we just... Is Machu Picchu where they used to sacrifice virgins? Because then it's the Aztecs.
Like a virgin.
Because the Aztecs. It's the Aztecs. It was that. Time. Is Machu Picchu the. Max, I'm trying to be intellectual. Is Machu Picchu the one on, like, they built an island?
Oh, yes.
Is that Machu Picchu?
I think so.
Okay, we're locking it in. Aztecs. It was the Incas.
I fucking told you, Kate.
Oh, we got another bonus question.
I told you.
They're giving us
We more. Need to go with my answers.
They're giving us more chance.
I said Incas and you were just shouting at me.
What species can live on both water and land? Arthropods, birds, amphibians, fish.
Amphibians.
A frog can live in both?
Yes.
Okay, we got that right.
Thank goodness.
We got 6 out of 13. But it was 6 out of 12 because we didn't count the one that was in miles.
Well, if it was me, it would have been 7 out of 12 because I said it was the Incas and you didn't listen to me.
So we're 50%. So it says, sorry, you're not smarter than a fifth grader. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Okay, so guys, that is our podcast. I'm sure now you really trust our advice, seeing as we've just not
been. Okay, well, you're not here for an educational podcast, people. Let's remember why we are here.
But I think the trivia is quite fun. I think we should carry on.
Well, it might improve our general knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. It will benefit us, it will benefit you, and it will get a little laugh out of everyone. But what did John Locke do? Because I definitely learned about John Locke.
Okay, I don't know. But when you say that, it makes me think of John Wick.
But I definitely learned about John Locke. Look at that. Study for 3 years and you still don't know who John Locke is. But anyway... We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please send in any topics that you'd like us to cover. We are running out of ideas.
Oh, but if you're still listening, congrats. We have decided that we are going to start.
Oh yes.
A series.
Yeah, of conspiracy theories and like unsolved mysteries.
So send in your conspiracies.
Yeah, anything you want us to cover and we'll just
anything do... from Area 51 to Michael Jackson walking out of his ambulance.
And mermaids. Okay. All right. Follow.
Like. Rate.
Follow our Instagram.
Subscribe.
At GRWM Podcast.
Something drop mic. Get it. And stop wearing polka dots and stripes.
And the big five in one outfit.
Yes. Good afternoon, good evening, and goodbye. Good night. Oh, sorry. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Goodbye.
Bye.